appears to lurch behind as he spun round the turn, and I wanted to swear he would fly.
Slingshot Hammer leads. I just don't think Hooked on Scotch will be able to run it down. He's quite a strong dog. Drop the hammer, hopefully.
Hooked on Scotch, mate. $2.60, picket fence, Adelaide Cup. Was pretty bloody good.
For me, mate, race 8, number 3, Geelong tomorrow. Hooked on Scotch, baby.
Right, very good. There.
$2.60, $100 full strength bet, plus $50 free money from Combank.
Up the side, he leads by four on Hooked on Scotch, getting to third. Peter Gallo ahead of Slingshot Hammer around the turn. Running Royalty a length and a half. Hooked on Scotch winding up to the inside. Running Royalty grabbed by Hooked on Scotch. Hooked on Scotch won the cut, beat Running Royalty and Peter Gallo.
Woof woof woof, how good is that, Andrew Gunner and Paddy, my boy?
Self-indulgence, mate, not on this show.
Mate, I am...
You finally tipped a winner.
I am rubbing my shoulders and just going, get around me.
Put the $2,
king,
mate.
The king has returned.
Oh, please.
The king has returned to where he belongs, to his throne.
Yes, well done, mate. You found a winner, but...
Paddy hasn't untucked his arms in excitement. He's giving the absolute doughies.
Nah, that's all you get for him for 40 minutes.
Mate, I told you, Hooked on Scotch, mate. Best chaser in the land, and it wins the Geelong Cup. Like a genuine superstar.
Fair play, fair play. If you put up $2 shots every week, you're bound to...
It wasn't a $2 shot.
Yeah, at some stage, yeah.
It wasn't a $2 shot.
Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah. When did you tip Tornado Tears to place when he was $1.10 and you missed the top three?
Irrelevant. Irrelevant. Well, here we are, non-chasers. I'm your host, Paddy R. Shagan. A little bit of a different introduction this week, but, you know, sometimes these things just need to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. And I'm joined, as always, Andrew Gunner, you heard before, and Paddy, the great... Irish.
Scottish.
Hope. From Scotland. From Ireland. From Ireland.
A poor attempt at the Scottish end of the show.
Whereabouts in Ireland are you from, Ian?
Limerick. Down south.
Yeah, good nick of the
woods. South. I love that. South. Down south.
Down near the Blarney Stone.
Not far.
Not far. I look in the mirror.
Nothing's all that far in Ireland, is it?
No. Well, boys, how are we, first and foremost?
Good, mate.
How'd we spend our $50 from Combank?
I don't bank with them, so I didn't get a freebie.
You're going to be a bit stuffed for dog food a little bit later on.
Why?
You'll see.
Dog's named after banks, is it?
Maybe.
Okay.
There's been a little bit of Twitter noise. I just echoed myself. The Dish King asked...
Clipping you.
Well, obviously asked, mate. You put your $50 on Hooked on Scotch. I'll come back to that question because I put out in the show last week that I will... put that $50 thank you gift from Combank on a punter's
suggestion. Mm-hmm.
Now, lo and behold, we did get a punter's suggestion. So I will share.
I didn't see this.
Didn't you see this? Well, we got a punter's suggestion and it actually came from one great Peter Riley.
Oh, really?
Now,
I did see this
one. He said, what to do with the 50? Ran out of Tard's next starter off the 5. So I have done that.
Yeah. What happened?
Hasn't raced yet.
What? Oh, he's just saying the next time the Attard brothers have one in the 5.
Next time the Attard brothers have one out of the 5, it's on.
Okay.
So that means I couldn't get on.
Okay.
Hooked on Scotch. So the Dish King, I apologise. Thank you for being involved on social media.
Yes, very good.
And exposing me because I may have lied, which is poor. I'm better than that.
Righto, come on, slow start to the show. We need some speed.
Very slow start. Plenty on it today. Racer Dog, again, we edge closer, get involved on social. The Dish King do that. They like to. Peter Riley does. Haven't heard from a few other favourites of the show.
Such as?
Such as our man, geez, I've had an absolute mare. I've had a...
Lucky.
Millsy. Let me say this. Sorry, I've done a lot of talking here, but... My brain's a little bit frazzled. I'm actually on a juice cleanse, Andrew Gunner, as you'll laugh at me. I haven't ate. you may notice here I've got some...
milk bottles.
Bottles of water.
No, it doesn't look like juice.
I am not eating anything for 100 hours.
Jesus.
I'm into hour 87. I'm a little bit
really
I'm a little wow. bit frazzled.
Jeez.
So
geez, for a man your size, though, I don't think that's a good idea.
I apologize, Millsy.
In aid of what?
Just a bit of health, mate. I'm on the hunt for some wellness.
Yeah, but why 100 hours? I'm sure well, that's 100 not healthy. 100 hours,
4 days.
Yeah, get under oh, super.
I'm having that's juice. Like I put carrot and celery and oh, cucumber in my juice. So I'm going to go home tonight and tuck into some of that. That would be good.
You turn into like the really bad level footy that you play version of Peter Siddle.
No, just doing it for 4 days,
18
mate.
Bananas a day.
No, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. So... I apologise, Millsy.
It's not going to help.
Please get involved on social and race a dog. It's coming around.
You're really scared about coming up against Brody Grundy again in round one of the preseason next year, aren't you?
I hope not. cat, dog. We don't normally put it at the top of the show, but I've talked the buddy with a mouthful of marbles underwater. So, Paddy, you have a little update on a cat dog. One day with a woof and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline canine little cat dog. Cat dog, cat dog, alone in the world was a little cat dog. Favourite, how good's the stinger by the
way? Yeah, it's a cat dog from maybe 5 weeks ago, five or six weeks ago, and he's continuing to hold his mantle as
what's his name?
The greatest cat dog of all time.
give me the name, refresh the minds.
His name is Good Baloney, and he is currently running in SA, so he'd be in Angle Park.
So how many starts has he had?
He has 105 starts at this stage.
And he won in race?
On race number 10. Run
race 10, so you do the math, Gunner. That's 95 starts without a win.
Mm-hmm. Not good, is it?
Cat dog.
A lot of good abalone diving in South Australia, but not at Angle Park.
You have to give him a race to win once he gets to the 100.
Surely.
Solo trial.
Surely go and get a cheap kill somewhere. Where would you take him?
I don't know. Maybe the non-tabs at Port Lincoln or something.
Get around it. Have you ever been to a non-tab, mate?
Went to Capella Bar before they started racing.
What's the vibe like?
Oh, it was great. You sit on the big tree there at the winning post and sip Forex. It was a quality afternoon.
Live it, love it, dream it, breathe it. Show me
now
the
it's moment. Got all commercial and they race for proper prize money and it's on Sky.
No, well, some of it's on free-to-air now. So, show me the money.
Mm-hmm.
How'd we go last week? I mean, do it, need I say more? I backed a winner.
I had a winner at much shorter odds than I thought it was going to go up. Paddy gave me a reminder of it on Friday night, saying that it was very weak of me. But anyway,
well, there's a ding. I hear the little ding go off in the distance.
Yeah. And to complete the treble,
I had a winner. Yeah, worked a shout. brought home to treble.
Love that. But in church how you go around and say peace be with you. Here we're doing the chances. We say good on you. Shake his hand.
Oh well, I'm sorry.
Good on. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Yeah, we're right. On chasers. Go bang. Three in a row. People celebrate listening. Good times. How good.
Give a look at this dog. Worked a shout. He's run an absolute cracker to win, and he'll definitely come up and win again. He's came from the back of the field. I think he'll go up in the grades.
The replay that Paddy showed me, I thought he had the wrong replay because that dog was never winning at any stage.
A dog that looked beat at every part of the race and he still wins.
And it did. Well, that very good from you, Paddy. Very good from you, Gunner. It says a lot about me carrying on like a pork chop. but three in a row, non-chasers history.
We've done
the try once before, and that was the
week. The prices were a little bit better last
time
around.
That was the week when you bagged a $34 winner.
Yeah.
And that's
stars were
coincidentally
that
happened. The next week happened to be the most listened to episode of the non-chasers ever.
Really?
We're hoping for a little uplift in
just got to find a $34 winner every week. Easy.
Let's take a breather. All right, gentlemen. Nice start to the show. We all jumped cleanly. We all tipped winners last week. We're good at that, and we're also good at tipping winners. Again.
Mate, the sooner you eat, the better we'll all be.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you reckon? What should be the first thing I eat?
Oh, jeez. But you're going to hit the wall halfway through the meal because your stomach could be down to nothing at the moment. Mangoes. You haven't eaten for 100 hours and Paddy comes in with mangoes. Wow. I know that they're an exotic fruit from the parts that you come from, mate, but...
I'll throw another Twitter question out there if someone can...
Mate, I'd be going to a good steakhouse and ordering sides aplenty.
Tomorrow, I was thinking Kenny's. Just across the little
chicken. The bakery.
It's a lunch. It's not a dinner. Huh? It's lunch. That's the first time I can eat. Tomorrow at lunchtime.
Well, if you were trying to expand the stomach a bit for later on in the evening when you're... Yeah, that might be a good start. Yeah,
very good. All right.
Just a cheapy one off the top there.
What were we talking about? The races, of course. Monday night, the Meadows. The Hume Cup.
Yep.
Aptly named after the Great Hume Highway.
No, it's not. It's named after the Shire of Hume, you idiot. It's named
after the Hume Highway, which lies aside the Meadows Greyhound.
It's the start of the Hume Highway.
It's a beautiful place of the world. And great credit to Hume and the other buddy.
Mr. Hume?
No, what was his name? The explorer?
Burke and Wills?
No, well, Burke and Wills, but it's named after Hume. Pat, well, can't ask Paddy. He's not going to know Australian history of yesteryear, is he?
Well, Captain Cook.
Well, you're into your history. I thought you would have known who discovered the Hume Highway.
I just like leaving you high and dry. I think you're asking me who discovered the Hume Highway. Probably the bloke that rolled out the asphalt for it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to ask you anything worthwhile anymore. Hume Cup, named after the man who named the Hume Highway.
Simon Hume?
His cup and the silver bullet.
Right. Named after Mr. Bullet.
Oh, Hume Cup
John
final.
Silver and Tim Bullet.
Jesus Christ. All right, in market order. Oh, True Detective out of the one, your favourite $2, Gwydion.
Gwydion,
number 3, falls 50. Chief Banana out of the 5 bucks. Number 6, Boom Down. Sort of going the 1-2-1-2 form line. $11. Zipping Potter out of the 8. 11. Number 2, Lectra Spring at 13 bones. Number 7, Kessler Bale, 16 bucks. And Blue Striker, if it gets a run, is $17. Gunner, take it away.
Yeah, I just can't go past True Detective in this one. It's so well drawn and can run super time if it leads. I don't see any dogs in this catching it. Gwydion's been in good form and certainly couldn't discount it. The other one that I like for future reference but not this particular race is keep an eye on Boom Down for later on when we get to the staying series. No doubt this will be having a tilt at the Boltrice that coincides with the Melbourne Cup heats and finals. So keep an eye on it now that it's in Victoria for the next month or so.
Yeah, I'd be in agreement with Gunnar with True Detective. The draw is a massive for him, and he's more than likely going to lead up and just see it out. What I'd be tipping up outside of that in the race would be Boom Down to get a place. More than likely he'll be the strongest dog coming home, and if you get in around the $1.90 or $2 mark for a place, it'd be a decent bet.
I like that. Paddy gives us something where we don't have to win, we only have to run top 3.
Yep.
And we get arguably better odds than we'll get for tipping the winner.
Maybe. Depends what...
He's a shrewd operator.
Depends if you want to take the price now or wait and see what the market does.
He is a smart man, old Paddy from Limerick. let's go to the we're still on the Hume Cup. Who are you tipping?
Yep, True Detective for me. Yep.
And I'll go with Boom Down to Place.
Boom Down to Place.
And True Detective.
If you're an exotic player, give us an exotic.
So I think that who'd you have there? Chief Fernando. I'd definitely be putting that in there somewhere. It can show really good early speed early on to overcome that draw. I think Gwydion will be around the top 3 there as well. And I think Boom Down can definitely run into 3rd or 4th, but just shy of its pet distance, and starting on the bend there will just make it a little bit awkward for him.
Yeah, very nice. Paddy?
Yeah, I'd be putting Boom Down in to finish 2nd or 3rd to True Detective, and I think Gwydion would probably fill in the other spot, so...
Very nice.
Work your way around the tree then.
I like it. All right. The Silver Bullet. Monday night. So we're currently recording on a Wednesday night. Is it?
Or Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
Your 100 hours might actually have finished already if you think it's Wednesday.
Jesus. We're on a Thursday. This will go up on a Friday morning. And it just gives the non-chasers listeners a little bit of time to listen to you two give them a nice little tip for the racing at the Meadows on Monday night, which isn't the norm. Normally, the racing's on the Friday.
Well, it's the norm before the Melbourne Cup card that they run this on the Monday night. So It's if you believe in our tips or you like someone else's, great way to build yourself a bank for Flemington if you're that way inclined on the Monday, on the Tuesday.
Very nice. All right, Silver Bullet. Stuck into it. Market order again. Another $2 favourite. This time out of the outside alley. Number 8, Simon Told Helen. Number 1, Grey Ghost, $3.20. Number 3, Kurt Lee, $5.50. Number 4.
Can't see it, mate.
Baruga Brett.
Baruga Brett, the old time car horn.
Number 7, Baruga. Circle of Dreams, $13. Number 5, Riley's Page is 21. Bones. Number 9, Olsen Bale, if it gets a run, 26. And number 2, Hadil Bale, 41. And number 6, Ernesto Bale, 71. Jesus, why some would scratch their head why Corey's even taking that to the race. But you've got the Silver Bullet. Might start with you, Paddy.
Okay.
Who do you like and why?
I like Kurt Lee in this race. Just the fab Simon Told Helen is obviously a very fast dog, but sort of hasn't been really tested as of yet in any of its races, and this looks a bit of a step up in class, and potentially he's going to have a harder route to victory, and I think Kurt Lee can get first run in him and take the money home at $5.50.
Very nice. Get it?
Yeah, so the favourite is one that we saw come through the great chase, the final that we had at the Meadows recently. So a couple of dogs, Who Told Stevie and this one to keep an eye on. No doubt that they'll be going towards the Melbourne Cup at some stage, you'd think. I'm tipping Grey Ghost out of box one in this one. I think it'll get a nice run through along the rail there and be close to the lead early, and can do a time that these dogs might not be able to catch him late.
Very nice. Nice little segue there. Melbourne Cup. Anything firming or drifting like a barge in the all-in market?
We've had a lot of interest in Shimmer Shine since it lit up the track at Ballarat recently, breaking the track record. It's tracking along nicely, and we'll go around in one of the preludes at Sandown Park tonight from box two. It looks like it'll get the rail and salute in that one. So if it continues on its merry way, no doubt that it's going to get a bit of popularity amongst the punters who have already got it or holding a potential winning ticket on it. But it's going up against some fan favourites in Feral Frankie and Hooked on Scotch that will no doubt attract, as Paddy salutes.
Just does the Jonathan Brown finger point.
Yeah, that's
the skies. I've bagged my 10th goal of the day. Get around me.
So we've seen in the past dog like Poke the Bear that had that profile of getting back and being really strong late and charging over the line, that punters really gravitate towards those sorts of dogs, which Hooked on Scotch and Feral Frankie are, so no doubt that there'll be a lot of people that will be getting around those two leading towards the pointy end in November.
What do you reckon Pokey Bear's up to at the moment?
I don't know. Well, yeah, he couldn't go to stud, so I think the owners, the bits and pieces didn't work as they need to biologically.
Geez, very political answer.
Yeah.
But, poor fella.
Well, his nuts were sitting too high between his legs if you want the real answer.
Oh, it's just funny every
so
time.
He's on the couch with one of the owners, I believe.
Very good. Very nice. Good stuff. It's a breather. All right, boys, we're wrapping it all up. It's been fast and loose, baby. Gunner's made me giggle. I've forgotten what day it is 4 times. I've sipped on some water. I can't wait to get home and have some carrot and celery juice.
Oh, yeah, that sounds real exciting.
And Paddy is kicking goals too. He's got his nice sort of...
detox tea.
What's this?
Super detox tea.
He's got some super detox tea.
That's what you need to be getting.
What did we say? It looks like bloody 2-stroke engine oil.
Yeah. Looks like kerosene, that stuff.
Yeah. That's right. In fact, you know what? This is, we don't normally do this, but hold that up. We're going to tweet this.
Am I going to be in the photo?
I'm going to tweet that out when the show is finished.
We'll get Wada to come down and test Paddy.
What's going on here? What's going on here? Boys, we are getting towards that time of the show. We like to wrap it all up. Favourite segment is dog food.
Ach, chum is so chumpy, you get carve it.
Brought to you by Chum, so good, it's so tasty. Now, this week's episode of Dog Food, boys, comes to you courtesy of the thought of the Commonwealth Bank. So this is either a dog or it's either something to do with the Commonwealth Bank. Okay? Do you know the Commonwealth Bank well, Paddy, or not?
Not really, no. Not I well. Know they're like yellow and black coloured.
Well,
friendly.
You'll, be a, you'll be all right. Can we test our buzzers, please?
Gunner, gunner.
Ooh, changes.
Paddy, Paddy.
Had no luck with Rhino recently. So. Okay. Luck of the Irish, my ass.
Question one. Dog food. Commonwealth Bank or a dog?
Dirty Rorters.
No. Mate.
Gunner, gunner.
No. Just let the millionaire music come up in the...
All right.
This is crunch time. All right.
Thieving bastards.
Question one. Commonwealth kid.
Gunner, gunner. That's the bank term.
Absolutely not. That's a dog. It was unraced and it was whelped in 1988. Commonwealth kid, everybody.
Well, that was the
negative one to gutter. Plus
that,
one to
that was the the bicentennial year, so that was aptly named in 1988.
Well done. See, history buff is back, but still can't tell me who bloody discovered Hume Highway. Sorry, negative one to you.
Vic Rhodes.
Zero to you. Number two. Question two. Interest rates.
Paddy, Paddy. It's a banking term.
Absolutely. It is a banking term. Paddy. Absolutely a banking term. What stupid owner or trainer is going to call their dog interest rates?
I don't know. Why do they call them anything?
One to Paddy, negative one to Gunner.
There was a dog in Ireland called Fair Taxes before.
Was there?
Yeah, super dog.
No good in my eyes. Number three, question three.
No such thing either.
Dolomite.
Gunner, gunner. That has to be the Commonwealth banking term.
Absolutely not, mate. That was also that was also a dog.
It was also, this is horse shit. Also, give me that thing.
It was also a dog unraced in 1988 as well. I've really dipped into the annals of greyhound history.
So when did the Commonwealth Bank must have gone public in 1988? How else have all these dog terms come out?
I don't know,
out?
But you don't clearly don't know.
I think they've publicly listed about that time.
Lexicon.
But Dolomite is a Commonwealth thing. That's how they rot your life. They get you in at primary school.
Do you know what a Dolomite is? It's like the little kiddies version of the banking.
Yeah,
it's
we
like,
have
it's
something
like
similar.
Like little kiddie.
So they
a credit union. And,
yeah. So they get you a credit union.
Like
they sound
fluffy characters and all that to try and like help you.
Credit
into
union.
Into your savings. Yeah, they lure you in.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway,
lure. That's the exact term used for getting the kids in primary school with their Dolomite account. So yeah, they can rort you later in life.
Bank with CommBank. Jeez, no stone unturned here. If anyone from CommBank is listening to this, you are a great bank and I love you.
Yeah, get in the
deeply.
Queue with okay? Pete Philandis.
Question four. Negative two to you. Negative one to... Sorry, plus one to Paddy. Number four. 50 bricks.
Gunner, gunner.
Paddy.
It's a bank in
turn. No, that is a dog.
It's a banking term. Yes, 50 bricks.
It's not a banking term. Like, you don't go to the teller. How much do you want to withdraw 50 bricks?
Absolutely.
You are an idiot.
They gave me a present on the weekend and it was 50 bricks.
Yeah, well, they didn't put that in an email or send a push notification.
They gave me, so it relates to the comeback.
Oh, my God. This has become the worst segment ever for a couple of dribblers who are in cahoots.
Negative two to Gunner.
Bring back the actual quiz, the one that I won all the time. This is bullshit.
We'll wrap it up. We'll make it worth triple points just so if Gunner gets it, he goes to plus one and still loses.
No, if it's worth triple points, then I'll go to negative six.
Question five.
Gunner, gunner. Dog.
Question five. ATM.
Gunner, gunner. Dog.
It actually is a dog.
Yes. I win with the triple points.
Spelt AYTEEM. It was a dog race in 2000. Sorry, actually never raced, but it was whelped into this great world in 2000.
Geez, you're good at finding dogs that never raced.
I know. I've got my little secret, mate, of how I find them. Get around me.
Delusion.
I know. Delusion probably might be the name of the episode, to be honest, because it's been a bit strange. That's it, boys. No. It's
surely
not.
We've got Show Me the Money
Show
and
me
Melbourne
the money.
And Melbourne Cup.
Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar. Oh, boys, that segment just sparked some life into me. So I'm going to ask you who you're going to tip for your show me the money as we look to make it two on the hop. Can the boys do the trifecta again on non-chasers? It would be non-chasers history. Gunner, who you're taking as your show me the money selection?
I'll just tip Grey Ghost in the silver bullet.
Ooh, okay. Very nice.
One other one that I like there on the card at the Meadows, the prices haven't gone up for these yet, but race one, number one, Keefe.
Keefe.
Keefe with an F. It's looks a fairly thin field, and he should be able to win that one.
Very nice. And Paddy?
Yeah, I'm going to go Boom Down for the place in the Hume Cup.
In the Hume?
The what?
Hume.
The Hume.
Hang on. In the Hume Cup.
The what? What?
Hume Cup.
Oh, my God. Yeah, how well is he going today?
The Hume Cup. All right. Well, I, gentlemen, I'm going to head... Oh, Jesus. Do you boys put any markets up? I'm trying to find something in Hillsville on Saturday, and the prices aren't up. Here you guys. All right. Well, I can't go tonight, as I said. The show...
What were you going to tip at Hillsville on Sunday?
I had a special for you.
Oh, bullshit.
I had a special for you. I'm still going to go there. But yeah, tomorrow at Hillsville... Race 5, number 5, Lily the Weapon.
Righto. Lily the Weapon.
Lily the Weapon, race 5, number 5. Don't know the the odds of Lily the Weapon, but that's who I'm going for.
5 wouldn't be a great box up the straight.
Hey, man.
He doesn't care.
You leave the champ to his own devices. Race 5, number 5, Lily the Weapon. 350-metre greyhound adoption program. Dash.
Righto, Melbourne Cup on Tuesday.
Melbourne Cup on Tuesday.
Might as well have a tip.
So this is going into the Show Me the Money as well.
Is it?
Yeah. No, it won't. It won't.
No, I don't think so.
I'm chips in, push them across the table. Constantinople wins it.
Fair enough. I'm a couple of double figures for me. Il Paradiso and Southern France.
Southern France is going to get scratched.
I'm with you on Constantinople, yeah. Ex-up Edna Reinhorse.
No, sorry. I already got it. What's your next best?
What are you talking about? Why can't he tip it?
Nah. Only I can be on it.
No. Shut up, you idiot.
That's it, boys. We've talked the leg off a wooden chair today.
Mm, yep.
Well, I have. I don't even have anything in my body that's making me...
Well, it might be a good time to wrap it up, mate.
Yeah, I think I will. Like, listen, subscribe, Apple Play, iTunes... Castbox, Spotify,
podcast player, Castbox
even reaches far and wide parts of Limerick.
Yep,
they listen to it there.
We've got a live studio audience in here today.
As they put the fireplace on over there in Limerick and get some
haggis, mate. Just wrap it up, mate. Honestly, wrap it up.
Haggis.
Haggis is Scottish. Wrap it up, boys. Like and subscribe if you have a part.
Yeah, we've said that.
Please do so responsibly, and I'll see you next week.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.